When he records the official theme song for Dinner at Andy's, I'm going to make sure he adds another 5 or 6 minutes to it. That song's just not long enough.
Does he ever go out live?
No.
He doesn't tour?
Nope.
Where does he live? Do you know?
I think he lives in Massachusetts somewhere. Why, you want to visit him?
I want to see him live.
Yeah.
Just to stand by the stage. Andy, do Andy. The song about Andy.
Well, that song has a few problems in it. There's no mention of dinner.
Yeah.
In it.
Yep, that's a negative. Yep, that's a strike against it. No mention of my co-host. That's a strike for it.
There you go.
So that's a wash.
So it's a wash.
Yeah. Okay. How you doing, man? You have a good week?
It's been the best, yeah.
What's been the high point of your week?
Not vomiting a couple of times. Just totally past the vomiting.
Nothing like a day without vomiting.
Yeah, it's the little things.
Did you ever hear the joke? I asked my wife if she was faithful to me. She said, sure, I've been faithful to you lots of times.
What are you doing?
I got a cough drop.
Cough drop. See, that's why I was wondering if you were sick.
I just don't want to cough. I coughed last week. I haven't coughed all day, but I'm just being...
The cough drops prevent you from coughing?
That's their job. They're doing their job. Why don't you do your job? Make like the cough drops.
And what, don't cough? I'm not coughing.
Make like the cough drops. Do your job. You're the co-host. Move this along.
All right. Well, anyway, the program is Dinner at Andy's, and I'm your co-host, station manager Ken.
How you doing, buddy?
And the host of the program?
Dinner at Andy's. That's the name of the show. Featuring Andy.
Featuring Andy and to a lesser extent.
Kenny.
Ken. Kenny. Okay.
What can we do to get my wife to change her name, to take my last name? Think. Come up with something. Money won't do it. Believe me. I tried.
If all the listeners voted for her to change her name, would she do it?
If it was unanimous, maybe. If
unanimous?
If I put that out to her.
It's never
We have a vote with our listeners. We open a poll. Bethy, if it's unanimous, would you change your name?
So you want her to change her name from her, what's called her maiden name, to Breckman?
She won't do it.
You're asking her to take on the name Breckman.
She won't.
Interesting.
Do it.
Why doesn't she want to accept the name Breckman? And why do you want her to so bad?
Would you change your name to Breckman?
No.
If I donated $500 to the station?
No.
I want someone. I want to get someone. You think there's a listener out there that would do it? Legally change their name to Breckman? Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
There are not many.
201. 209-9368. I will make it worth your while. Make me an offer. Someone's changing their name to Breckman.
Why? It's true, there are not...
Just to show Bethy.
There are not many Breckmans, I'll give you that.
No, it's an unusual name, because it was actually a...
It's a bastardization, right?
Yeah, it's a typo, actually, on Ellis Island. Our name was Brockman.
Ah.
When we hit the shore, and they miswrote it.
Are you sure they miswrote it? Maybe they had a faulty typewriter. No,
no, I actually saw the manifest.
Yeah, and it said... Breckman, and there was Brockman. An E.
I know I've told this story before, but it's a great story. Try to stop me. Try to stop me from telling it again. I'd like to see you try.
Okay, go ahead.
My grandfather gets off the boat, Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
1913. He stands in line. It's a long line, apparently.
Yeah.
He gets to the front of the line. His name is Brockman. They do the paperwork. He steps out of the line. He looks down at the paperwork. They've misspelled the name. Now it says Breckman. He goes up to the clerk. He says, they made a mistake. This is the wrong name. The clerk says, you got to get back in line if you want him to change it. He looks at the line. 2.5, maybe 3 hours. He looks down at his card. Breckman. He says, okay.
Whatever. Great whatever moment.
Great whatever moment. And genetically, whatever that impulse is that he had right then of not wanting to get back in line, that was passed down to me. That's me. that impatience.
Maybe you should go.
He wanted to get started here in America.
Yeah.
He had things to do.
But now you're unemployed. You got all the time in the world. You could go wait in that line.
Change it back to Brockman.
Change it back to Brockman, as God intended.
Do you think there's a listener out there that would change their name legally to Breckman?
No.
You don't think there is?
No.
I'll bet you a dollar there is.
I'll bet you $100 there isn't.
Have you been to the record fair?
Not in several years.
Oh, come on. They would, they'll do anything. They'll do anything for $30.
No.
Oh, what? Kenny.
You could really mess yourself up by changing your name.
I'm not changing my name.
I know.
They're changing their name.
Yeah, that's why they won't do it.
But they have nothing to lose. What would they mess up?
You think you'll find somebody to do it for $30?
Yeah.
I'll bet you $100 that you can't.
Call us up. Make me an offer. 201-209-9368.
No, no. Hey, we have an idea for the show tonight.
Well, this is the better idea.
So you want to throw out the Shakespeare.
No, we'll do it. Hey, would you give them a show if they changed their name? You'd have two Breckmans. If they changed their name?
No.
The other Breckman.
No. I'm not going to promise to give them a show just because their last name is Breckman.
Thursday at midnight. The other Breckman.
No.
The new Breckman.
Hell no.
Where were we?
I was just trying to introduce the topic.
Oh, yeah, we have a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez, I forgot. Okay.
We have a good idea. Oh, wait, let me get the website.
No, I got it. I remember it.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, don't worry. I got it.
So it's a website that instantly tells you whether a word that you enter appears anywhere in the works of William Shakespeare.
Right.
You want to show people how it's done?
Yeah, come up with a word.
Okay. Do you think the word sanitize is in William Shakespeare?
No.
I think it is.
I can't find this.
Wait, here, should I send it to you again?
Wasn't it Shakespeare's words?
Hold on.
.com?
Hold on, I sent it to you. Hold on. When did I send it to you?
I don't know.
Oh, Kenny.
Oh, I see why I'm not finding it, because there's pornographic search terms left in the browser. Was that you?
From Scott?
Yeah, from Scott.
Oh, here it is. Do you want this?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, do you want this website?
I do.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
Here it is.
I had some for dinner, so I want to know if broccoli is in Shakespeare.
Oh, broccoli. Great, great question. Wait, let me forward this website to Uncle Ken. I know I should know this. I'm there.
I'm there.
F. Okay. Hold on.
The game is on, Andy. Don't worry about I'm on the site.
Okay. Let's just begin. And
yeah.
Pam, by
broccoli.
The way, Pam, great to hear
what?
You. Pam,
what?
Would you do me the honor of changing your name? What is your last name? What is your last name?
It's a Polish one.
Pam, you can do better. Pam.
No, you cannot do better than Polish.
Pam, what is your last name?
I'm not telling you.
Witkowiak?
You're not telling me. What are you afraid I would do? What, track you down and hold you down and tickle you? What
Wozniak.
Would
Wozniak.
Wozniak. Okay, Wozniak.
Tickling is, you'd be dead if you tried to tickle me.
If I tickled you.
I'm one of those that really fights back.
Pam,
I don't like to be tickled.
If Ken held you down and I tickled you long enough, you'd change your name.
I would not hold Pam down so that you could tickle her.
Thank
you. You think that would work on my wife?
No. But enough stalling, Andy.
Wait, haven't you been married for a long time?
Well, I was married. I was married previously. My ex-wife, in her wisdom, with good reason, went back to her maiden name. She now uses her maiden name.
Oh, so she did use Breckman, and then she got rid of the name.
I think very briefly she kept Breckman. Thought twice. I think she heard the show and then changed
her
mind.
Okay, so there's some. You did get somebody to take on the name Breckman, and then they abandoned it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They sobered up.
Yeah, they gave. So I see why. So it kind of stuck in your craw.
And then, I see. When I met Bethy and was wooing Bethy, when Froggy went a-courting, there was, my ex-wife was still using Breckman. Uh-huh. So Bethy, I think, had very good reason. She didn't want to be another Breckman,
right.
Another Mrs. Breckman.
But you wanted nothing more than that.
Well, it was,
you wanted a whole harem of Breckman.
It would be to honor me. But here's the thing:
a
when my kid,
harem of Breckman.
Okay, look, let me explain to you and Kenny. When my friend, when my kids' friends come over, and they say, "Hey, Mr. Breckman," "Hey, Mrs.," they don't know what to call Bethy. They don't know her maiden name.
Does she? And she objects to being called Mrs. Breckman.
She doesn't correct kids. She's very
So I'm sure the kids must call her Mrs. Breckman.
Some kids do. I guess if the kids are older, she'll correct them, or she'll just start weeping and shaking.
Yeah.
Why don't you change the kids' names to her name?
I'm sorry, we have a bad connection. I couldn't hear that. Hey.
Why?
Yeah,
don't
I'm sorry.
You
what the hell's wrong
change.
With this phone? Hey, if you would consider changing your name to Breckman, give me a call. 201-209-9368.
I'd consider it.
You would consider it? Is there a number? Is there an amount of money in the world that would?
How much do you have?
I don't know if I have enough.
That plus one.
Yeah, hold out, Pam.
That plus one. You're so funny. Oh, you'd make a wonderful Breckman. You're so delightful.
If Pam,
come, jump in the pool, jump in the Breckman pool.
Would you pay Pam? Would you pay Pam $10,000? To change
her. Ken, no negotiating for
me. No, I wouldn't pay her $10,000.
You negotiate for yourself. Ken, why don't you take his name?
I wouldn't do it for anything.
Hey, Pam, okay. You like T-shirts?
Do I like what?
T-shirts? We've got T-shirts.
What, there's Breckman T-shirts?
No, I've got a whole room of T-shirts here.
There are no frilly WFMU T-shirts.
No, there's no frilly ones. Somebody will do it. 201-209-9368.
You know, Pam called up for the original concept of the show, which was trying to see
$3,500. Excuse me, Ken. $3,500, Pam, cash. Uncle Sam doesn't have to know a thing about it. That's between you and me.
What about all the fees for changing all of the
on me?
Things?
On me, baby.
On you.
$3,500.
Do all the paperwork.
Legal plus all the legal fees.
You have to do all the paperwork yourself.
I'd hire.
No,
I'd
no,
have my
no,
accountant.
No,
no,
no hiring people. You have to do the paperwork.
Now you're being sassy. I'm not sure I want you in the club anymore. You're pushing back.
Don't do it, Pam. $3,500 is nothing. You could end up with such problems.
Such problems.
Changing your last name.
No, you'd be. It's.
Well,
it's
Andy always says I need to find a good Jewish man, so I just like look for.
Yeah, you got. You should be on J date number one.
Yeah, I know.
Number one.
Breckman's not.
On
Breckman's not a Jewish name. Breckman's a typo. It's a typo.
Oh, true. Sorry. Yeah. I did hear.
It's
the
a long
show,
and honorable
kind of
legacy.
Blocked it out.
Hey, did you see the movie IQ with Walter Matthau?
Yeah.
I wrote the first draft of that. That's just a taste of what you could go around bragging about. Just work that into conversations.
How long do first drafts have to be? Beyond a page?
Beyond a page. But you can go to parties and you can laugh and you can say, oh, that reminds me of a scene in Rat Race.
You can go to parties, you can laugh and laugh.
You can say, that reminds me of a scene in Rat Race. My namesake wrote that.
Oh, yeah. Once your name is Breckman, you get all the invites to all the parties.
Well, I know that's not true.
If you would do all the paperwork.
Why can't I hire someone to do the paperwork?
No, because that's my price.
Sweetheart, you're making me mad. You're really making me mad
now. That's because she doesn't want to do it, because $3,500 is not motivating.
I withdraw my offer.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so Pam.
The word is broccoli.
Pam has put the word broccoli up, and we have to.
I would say, did you spell broccoli correctly?
I think so.
So you're about to spell. You're about to hit search.
Yeah.
Do you think it's in Shakespeare or not in Shakespeare?
Wait, first, this is a show about whether you can spell a word correctly.
Well, yeah, that's why Ken is at the keyboard.
I think it's in it, yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's
All right,
in
I'm going to say it is not.
All right,
okay,
here
hit search. Here we go. Wait, okay, did you click on whole words?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Nothing came up.
Okay, you win.
Okay.
A point for Andy.
Hey, listen, can we play for this, Ken, just to make it interesting?
Okay.
If I win this game.
Yeah.
Let's say the game ends at 7:05.
Uh-huh.
If I win the game, I get to go home early, and you spend the last 5 minutes of the show talking about how handsome I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Sound good, Pam?
Sounds great. Do I need to be involved in that?
No, not at all.
We just needed your okay.
Now you
Even
take
better.
Your
okay.
You take your Polish name. You go home now.
I will. I'll have some Peter on me.
Hold okay. that for 10 grand, Pam. He'll do it.
I will.
He will.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. We're playing.
We're looking for a woman to take my name. 201-209-9368.
Oh, it has to be a woman now.
Well, that's. I think that would be make me more comfortable.
What
the
if
offer
a,
on the table is $3,500.
What if there's a man who will take your name?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Paul, that would be flattering.
So it's just going to be the first person to take your to agree to $3,500.
Well,
to
maybe I'll
name.
Get multiple people and I'll get to choose. Actually, look, there's nothing I can do to stop you from changing your name. If multiple people want to do it.
That's true. Would that upset you if a whole bunch of people suddenly started changing their names to Breckman?
Wouldn't that be great? You think that would catch on?
No.
Hey, did you see those Academy Awards?
I did see the I saw the part.
I taped it. Don't tell me anything about it. I haven't watched it yet.
Real, so
don't tell me a thing. I can't wait to watch it. I'm sure Power of the Dog won Best Picture.
No, it didn't.
Wait, why would you, Ken? Ken, don't spoil it.
Sorry, spoiler. There's other spoilers that you might.
Don't tell me.
There's quite an incident that took place there. And I think you, as this country's leading alopecia comedian, need to know about it.
That means do I suffer from that? Do bald men suffer from that?
Yes. Yes, you are yourself a victim of alopecia, which is why you're able to make the jokes about it that you do.
I have the license to make those jokes.
Yeah. It's like we can make Jewish jokes because we're Jewish.
Yeah. Great. I didn't know that.
So hit us with one.
A Jewish joke?
No, with an alopecia joke.
You mean about being bald?
Well, about having alopecia.
I've had alopecia for years. The worst part is keeping my head from sliding down the pillow.
That's all right. Yeah.
Shut up.
That's a good story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Murphy of Murphy and Arnon of the Silk Andy Foundation.
Oh, hey, Murphy.
Oh, hey, Murphy. Yes, thanks for calling the Silk Andy Foundation.
I want to go back to the original part about the Shakespeare, but Andy, you must think of something. Once they get your name and your Madison address and your voice ID, they're going to get credit cards. You might want to back off that idea.
No, it's okay if Pam gets his credit cards.
Okay.
How can they get my credit card? Yeah, you mean wouldn't they have to be at the house to intercept the credit cards?
Anyway, the other thing is that if you have the website, then how are we playing the game? You can look it up in a second, and you'll know that.
We have the website up. But I trust Ken, and he trusts me. And
I mean, Andy and I, we're playing against Murph. We're playing against each other.
Here's the format. It should have been you were given two words, and you have to choose which one is Shakespearean and which one is not. But we'll go forward.
Okay,
no,
give us a word, Murph.
Go ahead. Yeah, what word? And then we'll try to guess.
Liberal.
Liberal.
Oh, that's in Shakespeare.
Yeah, I would say that's in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's what?
It's in. We both say it's in there.
Well, why don't you put whole word or phrase? Why don't you do that? You're not clicking on the right thing.
Okay, I will, but it's in there.
Oh, yeah, many times. Oh, of course, Anthony and Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Act 3, scene
exactly.
4.
I got the book. I had to find it. I looked in the book. All right, anyway, but I think...
Oh, and of course, Hamlet, and multiple times.
Twixt the two.
The liberal shepherds.
The liberal shepherds.
Give a Grouser song.
Three name? Liberal conceited carriages.
Yes, of course. Oh, Henry the Sixth, Part One.
Oh man, there's so much
from Anthony and Cleo.
And the sequel, Henry the Sixth, Part Two. Oh, there's a lot.
Liberal counselors. There's just
okay.
God.
So we each get a point because we both had that.
Thank you, Morph.
Thank you, Morph.
Okay, man. Thanks for everything, folks. Thanks, Morph.
Bye.
Okay. Can I suggest a word?
Sure.
Now, this one might be too easy. Hamlet.
Yeah, that doesn't work because we know, he did a play called Hamlet, right? So that's not a good guess.
Piglet.
Okay. Like, here you go.
The original. That was the working title for Hamlet.
Hamlet and Piglet.
Do you think it's in?
Yes, I say it's in.
I agree. I think it's in. Maybe one of the sonnets. Let's see.
No. Oh, yes. There. Well, is that it?
Wait, let me see. Gloss. No, it is not it.
Glossary.
That's the yeah. separate dictionary.
Okay. Yeah. We were both wrong. Piglet's not in there. We're playing. What the hell do we call this game?
Breckman. The Breckman game.
The Breckman game, in which
to change your name to Breckman game.
In which you listeners call up and give us a word, and Andy and I have to guess whether Shakespeare put it in any of his plays.
It appears in Shakespeare.
Hi, you're on
this
the air.
This is great.
Oh, hey, it's me.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth, try this on. Just try it on. Just tell me what you think.
Great.
Beth.
What happened last night?
Breckman.
It was a really hard parking space, and I really wanted to parallel park.
Oh, yeah, Beth got into a little parallel park space.
And I said, I will change my name to Breckman if I can't get into this parallel parking spot.
But yes. You got in. You made it.
She was that confident. Damn.
It was really, really
tight. Damn the gods.
I'm very proud of myself.
Damn.
But
you got my hopes up.
Well, Beth, the going price is between $3,500 and $10,000.
Wouldn't you be jealous, Beth, if a listener called and said, I'll change my name?
I'll just whatever money you spend on that, yeah. I will just have so much fun spending the equal amount on things you hate.
It's a deal.
Oh, that sounds terrible. It sounds like a terrible, like, I take it back. Whatever you want to do, honey.
Well, me and the new Mrs. Breckman will come over and discuss it with you. I think she might be a vegan. But we'll figure it out. I don't even know yet. I haven't even met her yet.
Are you talking about Pam?
No, the new Mrs. Breckman. Pam declined my very generous offer.
Yeah.
I'll find her. I'll find her. Have you seen the Record Fair, Ken? Have you been to the Record Fair, Ken? I'll find her.
But then, once you've got her, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Give her some credit cards?
I don't know.
You're going to give her some credit cards? Does she want to...
I could probably find someone. I could probably trade a couple of June Christie albums for someone to change their name.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a word.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, parasite.
Parasite. Okay, I'm going to say yes. It is in Shakespeare.
I'd say it's probably in there too. I think you and I, we're going to agree most of the time.
Well, but when we don't, it'll make the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hit search, brother.
Yeah, I did. It's a slow, slow sight.
Well, it's reading. It's just reading all the whole.
Is that what's going on while we sit here waiting?
It's reading the complete works.
I can't believe how slow this is.
Why don't you reload it? Did you spell it right?
I did. Yeah.
All right, should I get it on my phone?
Sure.
Except I don't know how to spell these words. Hold on, my friend.
Let me tell you how to spell parasite.
No, that's just...
No, I got parasite. Okay, the site has come back to life. Okay.
All right, hold on. Oh, I can't... Oh, man, you have a bad connection here. Hold on.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the internet.
Yeah.
That's great because we have an internet-reliant show.
How does that work for your internet-reliant radio station?
Yeah.
Also, Parasite is all over there. Oh, no, it's not. You have
it hasn't loaded yet.
Oh, come on, Kenny. Wait, or this website is down?
Yeah, looks like we're not online. Looks like we're off the air.
Well, wait.
Andy can, he knows some Shakespeare sonnets by heart if you get
I don't. I, honey, when I recite Shakespeare sonnets by heart, I'm faking it with you. But our listeners will know that I don't really know them by heart.
Can I hear you do a fake...
Honey, half the lines I recite to you are blah 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 blah. That should be a hint.
But do sonnet 29.
When in disgrace with fortune in men's eyes.
Well, I think we have no choice now but to
I all alone beweep. My outcast state. That's my favorite line.
Oh, these are your fake Shakespeare?
Well, that one I nailed, but I don't know. I can't do the rest of the sonnet.
Well,
oh, come on now. Come on.
Then
we have to get a listener to help us, a listener that can get on this website.
All right. Well, it was actually hard to get through, so I'll let other callers.
Okay. We need someone that could go on Shakespeare's.
Thanks, Thanks, Beth.
Oh, thank Bethy. Bethy Landau.
Shakespeare'sWords.com.
Shakespeare's Words. Shakespeare plural. Shakespeare'sWords plural.com. We need somebody on that website.
Maybe the problem is with that website. Maybe we should just try to find somebody to take your name.
No. This was a good game. This was fun. We were rolling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, it's Handy Haversack.
Hi, Handy.
Wait, you think the problem is with this website?
It might be.
I'm far from a computer. I can shout to Kate to try to get onto the website if you want.
Siri, go to that Shakespeare website and see if it's working okay. No, it didn't.
So you can't check Handy?
Well, I'm on a rotary phone and the computer's at the other end of the apartment.
It sounds like a pretty big apartment. We wouldn't ask you to make that trek. Shakespeare'sWords.com. I can't get on the website.
Yeah, I think the website is down.
Hang on, let me see.
We crashed it?
We crashed the website.
With our two phones?
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, Handy. We need help.
Is there another website that will do the same thing?
Not that I know of.
Oh, for the love of crack.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, here's a word that's in Shakespeare.
Okay.
Breckman.
I don't think so.
It appears twice in two different plays. It's in The Merchant of Venice and also in The Tempest.
Read us the section from The Tempest.
So, in The Tempest, there's a temp named Josh Breckman, who's minor side character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the sidekick. He's Mr. Tempest's sidekick.
Yeah, he's the Tempest temp.
Yeah.
He becomes the Tempest in the next...
And then Merchant of Venice, he's the Jew merchant's...
he's one of his friends.
Friends, yeah, one of his old college buddies. He's the college buddy that's crashing on the couch.
Okay. I wonder if that's in Shakespeare.
Oh, let's see. Well, there's no way to tell.
There's no way of knowing.
We can't access our Shakespeare website.
Because we crashed the site.
Wait a minute. What if I rebooted my whole phone? Would that make a difference?
No.
It wouldn't?
No,
actually say there's no way to settle this now, and it's actually true.
I know. Man, this is what life was like before the internet.
I'll just look it up this way. I'll just look it up straight ahead on this search engine.
Oh, for the love of God.
Sam, give us a word.
Let's say couch.
No. Yeah, couch.
Couch. Couch. Shakespeare. You mean the website took this moment in its history, of all moments, to go down.
Yeah, this.
I bet no one's ever been on the website.
That's fine.
This
didn't. From God.
This did not work.
We need someone.
I could probably look it up.
Doing a straight ahead Google search.
Yeah.
I could look it up for you, but I think there's a lot of other.
There's a sofa store called Shakespeare.
Probably let someone else.
Yeah, let's get someone who can access.
Thanks, Sam.
The World Wide Web. We're looking for someone, not just the web. We're looking for someone to get on the World Wide Web.
Andy, say hello to the caller.
Hello to the caller. You can't believe you got through.
Oh, I cannot. Long-time listener. First-time caller, though.
Is that true?
Oh, so true.
Welcome.
I love the show.
Are you calling because you're tempted, half-tempted, to change your name?
I am. I am a woman who is willing change her name.
Wait,
on
woman?
Three conditions.
Hold on, woman. Wait. You've already clicked off all the boxes for me. Woman.
Willing.
Woman.
Willing. Oh, I wonder what that would be like.
But
then she mentioned some conditions.
There are three conditions.
Oh, no, three. That's a big, pretty big number. That's a pretty big hill to climb. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh. All right. Number one, you have to pay the court fees.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
That
number
seems,
two,
seems
you have
reasonable.
To pay
I make a very handsome
publication
living.
Fees.
Wait, the what publication fees?
Yes, because we have to notify in the newspaper.
Done and done.
Oh, that's cheap.
And number three.
That's next to nothing.
Do you still have a little FMU newsletter, Ken?
No.
Don't you send a little email out every week?
Sure, but
okay, we'll just make a note.
No, you have to put it
in the daily
newspaper.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So far,
okay,
I'm...
And number three, whatever you give to the station every year,
you
need to double that.
Oh, no. You mean double my contribution to the station?
That's what she's charging.
Oh, she's
to
evil.
To take your name. Double your annual donation to FMU.
No, it's just too prohibitive.
Yeah,
it's just
prohibitively expensive. It really
I believe, is. Am I the largest donor that in the station's history?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, go back We're 30 years in.
No.
Yes.
No.
You just can't stand the thought of it.
Your opportunity to be the largest donator.
No, I can't. So $3,500 won't do it for you? Cash in your pocket?
$3,500.
Cash in. What is your current last name? And you don't have to say it on the radio. You can just spell it.
My current last name is Bale.
Bale.
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why that's a thorn around your neck. I can see why that's just weighting you down, isn't
same,
it?
Same last name as Christian Bale, famous actor.
Spelled the same?
Christian Bale? No.
Oh, not spelled the same as Christian Bale?
No, it is not.
No.
Is it spelled like getting that shoplifter out of jail? B-A-I-L?
No, thankfully, it's not.
But wait, how else can you spell Bale?
Oh, good question.
There's Thank you.
Three vowels in a row.
Three vowels in a row? No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like B-A-A-E-L?
Oh, close.
Like Satan. Like Satan.
Wait a minute. B-A-E-E-L?
No.
Oh, no. B-A-E-L-E.
B-A-I-E-L.
I was gonna go to the I.
Oh, honey. Thank God you called. Let me tell you about a little name called Breckman. Oh, my God. You'll never again have to stand at the hotel clerk and spell your name four times.
And spell it out.
Yeah.
Well,
those days are over, honey.
That's true. Breckman is pretty phonetic.
Yeah. All you have to do is say Breckman, like Andy. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Breckman, like the guy that wrote the first draft of IQ. That's all you have to say.
I don't think most hotel clerks have seen IQ or know what the hell you're talking about.
You a fan of Monk? That's all
they
you have to
know
say.
Might know Rat Race.
Yeah, Rat Race. Hey, you a fan of Rat Race? Oh, Breckman, they'll say. Ah, yes. Right this way. Yes, I think we can upgrade you to a suite.
You know, this is interesting. You never have to spell your name out, do you?
Well,
because
our caller
here and I have to spell our names
constantly.
Oh, must
be hell on earth.
It is.
Those days are over. Bail, $3,500.
No.
Oh, wait, I'll do this for you. You're not married yet, am I right? You're a single woman.
You're correct.
Okay, I'm going to do this for you. If you change your name to Breckman, I will allow you to change it when you get married to your husband's name.
No.
So it's a temporary arrangement. It'll just. No. I just want to drive my wife insane.
You
Please.
Need to double
She
your
sounds like she's fine with it.
Yeah, that drives me insane right there. She's winning. Beth is winning this. All right.
Well, Bale, thanks.
Wait, hey, Bale, are you online? Are Bale, can you go on this ShakespearesWords.com?
It's crashed.
It has?
It's yes.
No, it's probably all the listeners trying to get through.
Maybe it is all the listeners.
We crashed it.
Oh, come on. You mean they've never had five people on it? Doesn't say much.
Good luck, fellas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, thanks.
Bale, change your mind, Andy.
Bale's had enough.
Thanks, Bale.
Bale has a life.
I miss Bale.
Don't you know that tone of voice? Yeah, good luck, fellas. That's, I just remembered I have five other things I should be doing.
All right, I'm going to try to get to it on my phone.
Oh, come on.
Who's your service provider on your phone? Is it?
I don't know. I guess AT&T.
AT&T. Well, I'm on AT&T also. And it's still down here. Yeah, we crashed it. We crashed the
site.
Well,
somebody out there can get to it. What if they have a better computer?
Have you come up with an alopecia joke yet?
My head keeps sliding off the pillow.
That's, yeah.
It's pretty embarrassing. It looks like my neck is blowing bubble gum. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa, would you take my name?
No. Oh.
For 10 grand? For 10 grand, would
Who
you
Who said 10 grand?
No.
Me?
Nah. No. But I thought maybe all my years of graduate school could come to the rescue here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're still interested in this Shakespeare.
Yeah. Help us out.
So what you're looking for is a concordance. And if you type in Shakespeare concordance into the internet.
Do it.
You'll
do it,
get
Ken.
A list of things.
Do it. Ken. Concordance. Do you know how to spell that?
Yeah. Concordance of Shakespeare's complete works. There you go.
We're back in business.
All right, here
we
go.
Look for couch. Oh my God, who's calling?
Said couch?
Who's calling? What is your name?
It's Lisa.
Couch.
Lisa, I would be so honored if you would take my name. I love you.
But I love you too. But
it would be $3,500 in your pocket. Plus, we would drive my wife crazy. I would win. I'd win the marriage.
Erwin would love it.
Lisa, give us a word that we can bet on here.
Well, let's try couch.
Couch. You think couch is not in there?
Do you think couch is in there?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, couch has to be. Couch. Because there's other, the couch has right, other meanings.
Yeah, couch is in there.
Yes.
It says no.
Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. It did find it. I'm sorry.
Okay, go click on it, and then where does it tell? Does it tell you where it is?
Yeah, All's Well That Ends Well.
Oh, I forgot All's Well That Ends Well.
Yeah.
Did Shakespeare write that?
Yep. It's in Titus Andronicus.
Oh, of course, it's in Titus Andronicus.
Merchant of Venice.
Titus says it quite a bit, as I recall, because he goes sofa shopping.
Right.
With his fiance.
Yeah.
Although that scene might have been cut after dress rehearsal.
Julius Caesar.
Ah, yes, Julius Caesar.
Henry IV.
Et tu, Brute, and then he just collapses. I believe it's in the stage direction. Et tu, Brute, Caesar collapses on couch.
Henry VI.
Oh, yeah. They had to do Henry VI because there were so many unanswered questions in Henry V.
Right. Lisa, thanks so much for the tip, hot tip.
Now we're rolling. We're back, baby.
You're welcome.
Okay, so did we both get that correct?
Yes.
Although I am winning 3-2.
You're winning 3-2, and we're back in business. Give us a word, and Andy and I are going to bet whether it's in any Shakespeare plays. 201-209-9368. If you are a human being who would change their last name to Breckman, I think you can get Andy up to $5,000, no problem.
I think
you could get him north of $5,000 myself. He's already offered $3,500.
Hey, do you think the word Poland is in there? Does Poland, the country, predate Shakespeare?
Did it exist?
Look, Denmark is in all over Shakespeare, certainly England and Britain.
Yeah.
How about Poland?
I don't think I know.
You're saying no? I say yes.
You think Poland is
yes,
in there?
Okay. Capital P.
I think no.
Also, I believe Caesar was drinking Poland Spring.
It's in there.
There you go. So that's another one
for
me.
You won.
That's how you do it.
Well, that wasn't suggested by a listener, though.
So what?
So
shut
I say
up.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't,
yeah, you can.
Doesn't count.
I don't care what you
it
say.
It was in Hamlet.
Oh, yeah, Hamlet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was in Piglet.
Goldenstern and Gildernstein.
A burn a Poland, her rags and the tallow in them will burn a Poland winter.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Dromio of Syracuse said that in Comedy of Errors.
Yeah. God, that made me laugh, the Comedy of Errors.
You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. So it's 4-2.
Hey, boys, how are you?
It's Aaron from Minneapolis.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for going. Aaron, do you have a word that may or may not be in the collected works?
I am wondering if the word Breckman is in the plays of Shakespeare.
No, Breckman, we're not going to
I don't think it is, but I'll check for you anyway.
Do you think Brickman? Brick? Bricklayer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, Breckman's not in
there.
Okay,
how about Bricklayer?
Bricklayer? Well, why don't we see what Aaron has to say here?
Okay.
Bricklayer.
Damn it.
Damn. He's disappointed. I'm disappointed, too. Do you think Bricklayer's in?
Bricklayer, I think, is in there, yeah.
I say no.
I think they had Bricklayers.
I don't think it was.
Yes, it's in there.
Go ahead. Yeah, cite the source.
Nailed it.
Cite the source.
It's Henry VI, part two.
Oh, part two, of course. Okay, you got it.
The forgotten part.
Okay.
It was Dick the Butcher.
Oh, yeah.
In Henry V, part two says, he was an honest man and a good bricklayer.
Yeah, I forgot
part
about that.
Part two was better.
Part two is that was kind of the highlight.
Well, the sequel, they needed to make the sequel to amortize the costs.
All right, so I win that one. So it's 4-3. I'm catching up. What did I say I would do? Oh, bye, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron. I could leave early, and you would spend 5 minutes talking about how handsome I am.
Right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mariano.
Hey, Mariano.
Hey, Mariano. You love the show.
Yeah, hey, wait, hold on a second. Oh, sorry, I had you on the speaker. How's it going?
You know what last name goes well with Mariano?
What?
Breckman.
Oh,
it's like music.
Yeah.
Mariano Breckman.
Mariano Breckman. That is a good name.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have a kind of, European ring to it.
Would you do it for $5,000? Would you
$3,500.
Change your last name to Breckman? Mariano?
Oh, you'd have to You'd have to change my sex too, wouldn't you?
No.
I'll accept you just the way you are. If you were here, Mario, I would be on my knees. I would be proposing to you.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Well, Mariano, what's your Shakespeare word?
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I have to say, I sent Handy as my minion, and you cut him off. And now he's probably home crying like a little girl.
Oh, well, at that point, we were lost. We were flapping in the breeze without access to a concordance. Now we have concordance. Now we're concordance ready.
Okay. Well, I've got one for you then.
Okay, go ahead.
The word is punk.
Punk.
Oh, my gosh. Great word. I say yes. What do you say, Kenny?
I say yes, too.
Okay.
Yep.
Lots of uses of punk.
Yeah.
Wow. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
Measure for measure, it's used twice.
Yeah, there were punks all over.
Oh, that was Lucio. My lord, yeah. She may be a punk. For many of them are neither maid, widow, nor wife.
That's true still to this day about punks.
And then later on in the same play, he says, marrying a punk, my lord, is pressing to death, whipping, and hanging.
So true.
So it kind of means the same thing.
A week doesn't go by where I don't say almost exactly that.
Mariano Breckman, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. And
we both get the point.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm still winning by one.
5-4.
Oh, my God, I'd love to win this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
Who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great now that you called.
How about the word bombastic? Is that in there?
Bombastic.
Bombastic.
Oh, can we spell it correctly?
Of course. That's an easy word.
Do you think it's in Shakespeare?
Bomb, and then spastic without the...
Yeah, bombastic. B-O-M-B-A-S-T-I-C.
Do you think it's in Shakespeare?
I do.
You're saying yes?
I'm saying yes.
I'll say no.
Oh, you won.
There it is. That's how you
do
it.
Oh, man.
I won? Uh-oh.
No, Andy won.
You helped.
Hey, you know what name would go great with Anna?
I like my last name.
You know what name would go great with Anna?
Chernyhevsky.
Is that your name?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God you called. I can save you, honey. Try this on. Just try this on. Anna Breckman.
Just say
where
it.
Would, just say it.
Say
just,
it, Anna.
It just tumbles off your tongue. Just say it.
I guess you won.
Say it, Anna.
Just say
Enjoy your name.
Just say nice to meet you. My name is Anna Breckman. Oh, she won't
oh
say
Oh, my
it.
God. She won't even do that. You see what you're up against? She won't even do it as pretend. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
This confirms my theory.
Andy's winning 6-4. If I don't catch up, he gets to leave 5 minutes early.
Girls hate my name. This confirms my theory.
She wouldn't even say it for kicks.
Women hate my name.
For kicks!
Now I'm feeling kind of self-conscious.
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, I feel bad for my kids now. Are they saddled with a name that they don't like?
Oh, yeah. Hello? Yeah, you've saddled lots of people with your name, with your typo.
Actually, Josh married, and his wife also. Has not taken.
But who can blame her?
Wait, now I'm beginning to feel very self-conscious.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kyle in New Hampton.
Hi, Kyle.
You love the show.
Sure.
Why not? Why not say you love the show?
Yeah. What the hell? I don't want to be saddled, though. I heard some talk about being saddled. That does not sound good to me.
Kyle, just say this. Just say this. Oh, it's a wonderful party. So nice to meet you. My name is Kyle Breckman.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
They won't even say it. They won't even try it on. It's like trying on a dress at the store.
It's easier than trying on a dress.
No, because to change your name, you have to go to the DMV.
No, we just want you to do it for kicks.
I just
want to
hear
right
it.
Right now.
I'm just fantasizing.
Come on, just do it for kicks.
She won't.
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what it's up to. I just want a woman to pretend for 30 seconds. This is what it's down to.
Oh, you have to pay me a lot of money to pretend for 30 seconds.
I guess so. I didn't read your rate card.
Yeah.
When you called. I didn't know your rates had gone up.
Inflation, gas prices, whatever.
Hey, inflation, do you think that's in Shakespeare?
Well, what,
well, that wasn't my word, that, but probably, yeah.
That's not okay. her word. What is what, your what word? Is your word?
Bunghole.
Bunghole.
Bunghole. I'm going to say yes.
Really? You're going to say yes to bunghole?
Well, I hope it is, so I'm going
to
say yes.
Everyone should always say yes to bunghole.
I'm going
to
say no.
Okay.
Here. Oh, my God, it's in there.
Yeah, bunghole.
You're killing me here.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's in Hamlet.
Yeah, Hamlet. The classic bunghole scene.
Hamlet says yeah. it. Hamlet says it himself.
Right after the graveyard scene, they have a little short little bunghole scene.
Why may not imagination trace the noble dust of Alexander till he find it stopping a bunghole?
Yeah, it's a long
stopping
sentence.
A bunghole.
It's a long sentence, but it's worth it. It's worth it because it gets to bunghole at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth the trouble.
We all get the bunghole in the end.
That's what's known as a punchline, Andy. Maybe you should try that in your alopecia act.
Kyle, just say hi. I'm Kyle Breckman.
Yeah, just say hi. It's Kyle Breckman calling. Okay,
no.
Let's try this then, Kyle. Say, hi, this is Kyle Friedman.
Hi, this is Kyle Friedman.
See that? That's how it works. No problem.
Damn, I really am jealous. Damn.
Thanks, Kyle.
Why am I so
have a great night,
why
guys.
Am I so
hey,
shallow?
Bye-bye.
Damn, why does that bother me?
Oh, my God. Andy's running away with it. It's 7-4. We're playing a guessing game over whether a word's in Shakespeare's concordance.
And the stakes have never been higher. I get to go home 5 minutes early.
Jesus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, is this me?
It's you.
It is. You love the show.
Oh, I love you guys.
It's close enough.
Is there
a word
puppy
we can
dog.
Check? What's the word?
Puppy dog.
Puppy dog, no.
Puppy dog is one word? I would say no.
Yeah, that's not in there. Nope, not in there. Thanks. Nope. Got to win. Hi, you're on the air.
Got to win.
Just say Ferrer. Crap.
Huh?
Crap.
Crap. C-R-A-P.
Crap?
Yeah. Huh. Well, good question.
That's
wait, hold
good,
on.
That's a good...
Crap, you know?
Yeah, okay. Crap. All right. This is Chris from Brooklyn.
You got it.
Yep.
Okay, what's your vote?
Get it, Ken.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes also.
Yeah. No, it's not in there.
No, neither gets the point.
Wow, neither of us gets the point. Thanks, Chris.
I can't believe you guys do Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's can't little, believe it either.
Little culture. Don't be scared of a little culture, kids.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam Friedman.
Oh, hi, Pam.
Pam Friedman. Oh, that hurts.
No, oh. I'm sorry. I was actually calling to give a word, another word, cornhole.
Cornhole.
Cornhole. Bunghole yeah. is in there.
Oh, I know, and that's why I thought of cornhole. And I was also wondering whether, like, so many women are calling. I'm not sure if they like Shakespeare more or saying no to Andy.
They're just
more.
Enticed by the offer, I think.
No, I think other just, way around. Anyway.
I'm going to say no to cornhole.
I'm going
to
say no to cornhole, too.
Yeah. We both fine. Win.
There it is.
Okay. So now it's 9-6.
Fine. Okay, fine. Bye.
Thanks, Pam Friedman. Hi, you're on the air.
I wonder if she changed her name to Cornhole before she changes it to Breckman.
Hi, this is Aaron Breckman. Now give me a free T-shirt.
Aaron Breckman.
That's all. Bye.
Now give me a free T-shirt.
I think you do owe Aaron a free T-shirt.
I'm sure I owe him.
He's the only one who did it.
That
took
said my
name. Yeah.
It sounded kind of sweet, actually.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. A woman goes to a restaurant, says to the waiter, hey, there's a hair in my soup. The waiter says, that's impossible. You have alopecia.
There's your alopecia
that's
joke.
That's an alopecia joke, yeah, all
technically,
right.
Technically, it
I'm
is
changing
one.
My last name to Friedbreck, by the way.
Hey, Ken, would you change your last name to Friedbreck?
No.
If I did?
No.
If I did? How sweet would that be? Would you get a tattoo that says Friedbreck?
No.
Hey, you know what Josh was suggesting?
What?
That there are now semi-permanent tattoos. There are tattoos that last like a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that would be interesting for the marathon.
How does that work? There's
I
no,
don't know. He
no
sent
needle,
me,
huh?
He sent me an article.
Oh, I'll ask my daughter. She'll know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Your
that's...
daughter, Daisy Breckman?
Yeah. No, Daisy Friedman.
Where do you think she got her $3,500 from? Why don't you ask
her? Hey, thanks, Sam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Addy.
Hi, Addy.
Hi, Addy.
Hey, Ken and Andy.
Well, Ken, you have four minutes to catch up.
Hurry, Addy.
Okay, Jewish?
Jewish.
Well, Jew we know from Merchant of Venice.
Yeah.
Jewish?
Well, Jewish.
Oh, what a good question. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, it's got to be in there, right?
I think so, too.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
What about alopecia?
Alopecia.
No, alopecia is not going to be in there.
You don't think?
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Okay, it is 8-5.
Hey, Addy, what do you call a 10-year-old boy with alopecia? Kojak.
What?
Kojak.
Kojak.
Yeah.
It makes no
sense. The Shakespeare joke?
Well, Ken will call a 10-year-old boy anything to try to get him into the van. I don't know how Kojak works better than other names.
Hi, you're on the air.
So
why a 10-year-old boy?
But what about crapulence?
Crapulence. Well, that's definitely in there.
Crapulence?
Crapulent or crapulence.
No.
Oh,
crapulent?
Crapulent. Or
I would say no.
ENT or ENCE? Caller.
That is the question.
Crapulence.
That is the question.
The state of being crapulent.
Yeah, good luck.
I would say crapulent is in there. I don't know if crapulence is in there.
Oh, for the love of crack.
I'm going to say yes to crapulence because
I'll say no.
No.
Yeah, there it is. There. Another
win.
Point. Yeah,
you're
that's it.
Win. You get to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, crapulent. Thanks for crapulent. Nothing.
What play
it's a word.
Crapulent.
It is a word. It doesn't mean crappy. I don't even know what it means.
If Shakespeare lived another 50 years and wrote another 100 plays, it still wouldn't have used crapulent.
Let's see if crapulent is in there. I bet you it is.
Oh, fine. Bet me it is.
No.
No, for the love of
God. Not in there. Is it not even a real
word? Well, you learn something every day.
Am I wrong about that?
It's unfortunately, that's what we learned today.
It is a real word, though, right?
Ken, get off. Ken, pivot. Ken, let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's being drunk.
Okay, let it go, my friend.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. You love the show.
I do. I love the show.
I can't believe you got through. Sylvia Breckman. How does that sound? Hi, I'm Sylvia Breckman. Oh, please say it. Just say it.
I have a Shakespeare word.
Okay.
They won't say it.
Caterpillar?
Oh, what a great one. Can you spell it, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. I must have misspelled it.
Well, or we're wrong.
No, it's got to be in there.
I know the answer.
Why? Because of that scene where a caterpillar
crawled
up Cleopatra's nose.
I misspelled it. That's
Cleopatra, you have a caterpillar on your...
Well, come on. I mean, you know, it's all over Allison. There we go. It's in there.
Oh,
there we go.
There it is. Well, I said it too, though.
Yeah, we both said
I'm
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. It's in a lot.
Richard II.
Yeah, Richard II.
Richard II. The caller says Richard II.
The caterpillar scene.
Oh, for the love of crack. The caller is saying Richard II. All right, Ken.
Good
Ken,
job.
It's 12. Thanks, Sylvia.
Ken, have a great week. Promise me you'll have a great week. Promise you'll make some time for yourself this week.
I'll try.
Okay, put your feet up. Enjoy. I know you had a stressful week. You're selling your property.
Yeah.
I know.
Why do you think these women won't say your last name?
I don't know.
What is that all about?
Maybe they're honoring Beth.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's something different. It's kind of disturbing.
Because I think they sense at some level it's kind of important to me.
Yeah.
And that makes it a little icky.
Right. Creepy.
Creepy. That's the word.
Yeah,
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm creepier than you.
Yeah. Right. Because they'll say my name, no problem.
Yeah.
And
what
do you think?
Creepy.
What does it mean that Josh's wife, she won't take that name either? I mean.
What is it about
that
name?
Is it something about the name?
It's like the Baskervilles. It's cursed. No, I am kind of self-conscious.
Yeah. No, there's something going on. We really need to delve into this.
Let's not.
Yeah. No, we should. Oh, do you want to thank Jeremiah?
Oh, man, he was great, as always.
Yeah. He did a great job with the newsletter and his present that he gave you. He gave you a birthday present.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yep. Hey, Beth Landau, I'm bringing home a present.
Well, it's for you, really. It's, you know, I mean, it's
If you change your name, it's all yours.
I wore it for quite a while, so I don't think. Don't give it to Beth.
Have a great week.
Unless you watch it.
I agree. I love you.
I love you more. You're only leaving 2.5 minutes early, just saying. How about if you stay now, then next week you get to leave a full 5 minutes early?
Oh, that's a great idea.
You're saying no. Okay, Andy's out the door, and I'm supposed to stay here. This is my punishment for losing the Shakespeare game. I'm supposed to talk about what a handsome man he is. And how handsome is Andy? Hang on, let me look it up. What's the difference between a balding Jew and an alopecia sufferer? Is that what you're asking? The alopecia sufferer, I'll tell you what the difference is. The alopecia sufferer is allowed to eat pork tacos.
Andy.
You're listening to Dinner at Andy's on WFMU East Orange, Andy. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. This has been Dinner at Andy's. Next week, be sure to tune in at 6 o'clock when we'll be playing the brand new theme song to Dinner at Andy's by the guy who sings your name over and over again, who we're now hearing in the background. Stay tuned, because coming up next, it's Matt Fiveash and the greatest blues program on the radio, Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
All night long, honey, don't shimmy while I'm gone now. I'm going away, and I won't be back until the fall.